Good morning, good morning. Let us pray this morning. A Heart Full of Promises Wednesday, and this is Holy Week. Reading from Joshua 23:14. We praise you, Lord, for this Holy Week. We thank you, Lord, for the breath of life today. We adore you, Lord. Lord God, keep a promise. Thank you. Empower us and make our lives responsible in gratitude and keeping our promises. We did not want to fail you, Lord. Lord, we do not want to fail you. Lord, help us to discover and use our spiritual gifts, those talents and abilities, Lord, you've given us, to serve in the churches, Lord, in the outreach ministry and the artist opportunity. Lord, help us. Thank you for the Artist International, Now Artist Life, and the Dean's Daily Old Family for sharing this opportunity to connect us all. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford for the leadership in the TMC call. We pray for the speaker this morning to download a word from the telecommunications sanctuary. Pray for the sick and the shut-in, Lord. Go by the nurses from the hospital. They need you this morning, Lord. Pray for everyone that's grieving this morning, Lord. You are their confidant. Send a special prayer for my friend, Dr. Capri Everest. Her sister found her going on to glory yesterday, Lord. Father, thank you. And we know that you face and give us strength to move forward in Jesus' name. Let everyone say amen, amen. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Stay blessed. Enjoy your Easter, and God bless you. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Cynthia. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am. Take it away. Thank you, and God bless. Have a good day.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for seating us and greeting us this morning. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. And we thank God for you and for your yes and for how you serve the kingdom every day. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California. And I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by two phenomenal women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I thank God each and every single day for their yes, because their yes allows for our lives to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. The scripture reference that we stand on this call can be found in Psalm 88:13, and it simply reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so if you are joining us here on the Master's Call for the first time, we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. And we want to let you know that you can go to our website. Our website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website, so we invite you to visit us there. Also, if you have been feasting here at the buffet table and you feel that God is positioning you and purging you and preparing you to do something for the kingdom, well, you can get started right here on the Master's Call. You can be a greeter like Minister Cynthia just finished doing, and or you could be a host like I'm currently doing right now. Or maybe there's a message that you have to share with the masses, and you could do that as well here by being a part of the Master's Call team. So we invite you to send an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Each and every single day following this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the Artist Life Morning Motivational Call, and that telephone number to call in so that you can hear the information that will be taking place, and today is Awareness Wednesday, and that telephone number to dial in is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code 294-617-pound. Please mark your calendars now to join us for the Leadership Development Summit for Artist Life, happening on May the 5th and 6th, 2017, in Los Angeles at the DoubleTree Rosemead Hotel, and then on May the 19th and 20th in Houston, Texas, at the Marriott Hotel by the Hadi Airport. So please, please, please save those dates. You can check your back office if you're an artist distributor on this line to make sure that you get your ticket and your get additional information. Also, if you're a guest and you want to attend one of these events, the invitation is open to you as well. So please get back with the person who invited you to this call so that they can share with you how an appointment with Artist Life can change your life, but only if you let it. So at this time, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, she is no stranger to this ministry or to this call. She joined the TMC family in 2010. She has two adult children, Jaira, Delano, Easley, Elsie, and also Alessandra. She also has a precious granddaughter by the name of Princess Lily. She was married to Stanley Delano for almost 39 years prior to his death in 2015. Who is she? She is Pastor Candy Delano. Pastor Candy is a retired Illinois licensed teacher, and as a corporate executive, she contributed to several Fortune 500 companies for many years. After 2.5 years training through Coach U, Pastor Candy was awarded the distinction of Professional Certified Coach by the International Coach Federation in 2005. She has worshiped at Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, for the past 24 years, where the phenomenal Dr. Bill Winston is her senior pastor. She became an ordained pastor in 2014. While Pastor Candy was not called to pastor a church, she was called to minister the joy, grace, and glory of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Pastor Candy has a coaching ministry, Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus, the storms of life cannot defeat us. She is a faculty member of the Joseph School for Business and Entrepreneurs and a consultant for the Illinois Small Business Development Center. But for God raising her above the clouds many times, Pastor Candy would have been swept away by the tornadoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis that have hit her life. So we are delighted to welcome to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than a caring, anointed, noble, delightful, youthful vessel of God, Pastor Candy Delano. Are you out there this morning?
I am here, Minister Symphony. Can you hear me clearly?
I hear you clearly. The platform is yours.
Praise God. Oh, my gosh, I'm excited. Are you all excited? I'm excited this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for greeting the callers this morning, for welcoming us, making everyone feel comfortable. And thank you for that wonderful tag, My Heart Full of Promises Wednesday. You know, my heart is so full of promises, and I know yours is too. And Sister Cynthia, I heard your heart this morning, and my prayer is that God will console you and just give you the peace beyond understanding for the transition of your friend. Minister Tiffany, you are just awesome. Thank you so much for hosting this morning, and not just this morning, but for every day, every time that you give of yourself so freely and so willingly, ministering to us in song, in word, and everything that you do. You are just incredible, and thank you for that warm, gracious introduction. Pastor TK and Pastor Vanessa, I cannot say enough about you ever. You guys are just, you're just my heart. You are so wonderful. You are strong women of God. You have mentored us. You have just been a blessing for us on the call each morning and beyond so many times. So many of us have come to you with issues and questions, and you are so giving of your time and yourself. And thank you for being obedient to God, to beginning this call, for birthing this call, and giving each one of us, the callers and those of us who have joined the Master's Call, the opportunity to speak what God has placed in our hearts and just to serve in such a precious way. Thank you so much. Father God, I come to you this morning just lifting you up, Lord God, thanking you, Father, for this opportunity, thanking you for this call. Father, I ask that you bless each listener, everybody under the sound of my voice. Father, I pray for just continuous blessings, continuous increase in who you are and who we are for you and to you, Lord God. Father God, I thank you that my words are your words, and I speak them clearly, I speak them accurately, and I speak them boldly. Speak through me, O God, all of you and none of me. And Father, we will surely give you the praise and the glory. Father, I bind every satanic attempt to infiltrate or influence this call, the listeners, the frequencies, or me, Lord. I praise you, and I loose the angelic spirits of the Lord, the heavenly host, to just take over and be in control. In Jesus' name, I pray. You know, when we study the life of our Father, our Lord, Jesus Christ, we see that he was a man with great intensity of purpose. Every movement, every thought, every word of his was targeted for a divine purpose. Christ had a job to do, and he was single-minded in going about doing that job on a daily basis. He was deliberate in working God's plan for his life. He was relentless in proclaiming his purpose, and he was fixed on completing the job that God sent him here on earth to do. And let me just stop and say that I probably will not get through the entire content of what God has given me today. So having said that, I will just say that I will come back and finish it another time whenever the schedule permits. But I'm almost positive that I won't get through everything that God has given me to share with you this morning. So I wonder, well, what does it take? What does it take for us, the believers, to come into the same level of enthusiasm, that same level of zealousness and intensity of purpose? We can identify some men and women, or I have named a few here, men and women of God who have had that drive. People like Smith Wigglesworth, Catherine Kuhlman, and then I can't overlook our own beloved 98-year-old, 99 years this year, Dr. Billy Graham. and there are some others. If you are not familiar with Smith Wigglesworth, and that's Wigglesworth, you might want to Google him, and there are several books that have been written about him. Just an incredible, incredible man of God. Catherine Kuhlman, and it's Catherine with a C and K-U-H-L-M-A-N, another incredible, incredible woman of God. You might want to, if you don't know about these people already, their mission was relentless. And, of course, you all know about Dr. Billy Graham. So how can each one of us, each person who is in the body of Christ, come to the point where our purpose and our goals are so united with God's that we literally surge into a place where God's power and anointing flood our lives? In Luke 24:49, it reads, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father up on you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you are filled with power from on high." So if I were to give this message a name today, it would be Purpose with Power, or Behold, I Give You Power. So first, it takes coming into a new dimension of spiritual maturity. Children have very little sense of purpose outside of themselves. You might say they are a little bit narcissistic. maybe not. But children have a very little sense of purpose beyond them. It's always I, me, you know, they don't think about anything else but themselves. On the other hand, a mature, and I emphasize mature, adult has a great sense of purpose. They have goals that have been established, and they work toward those goals. And they're usually, in most instances, not about them. They're about a greater cause, a bigger purpose. So nobody will ever progress into spiritual maturity unless he or she makes up his or her mind at some point to quit being a child, to stand up and overcome evil in the strength and the power of the Lord. Now, this new strength is a spiritual power which will begin to flood that secret place deep within your heart. A new relationship with him will always follow. And that's when the power and the love will start to flow through you like a mighty, raging river. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power." Power to do what? Stop there. I give unto you power. Power to do what? It says, "I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions." Stop there. And I wonder why Scripture, why God specified those two creatures. So in my curiosity, I just kind of looked into what they represent. What is a serpent? So let's look at it. The serpent is the same animal, the same creature that deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden. It caused Eve and Adam to die spiritually. They were separated from God. The serpent places temptation before you. The serpent is the one who caused all of this to happen, all of the things that we go through in life, all of our troubles and trials and everything. It was the serpent who started it. Of course, Adam and Eve gave in to the serpent, but it started there. He places temptation before us, and the serpent carries a deadly venom. And when we are weak, when we're weak, he strikes. He bites, and oftentimes it is fatal. Now, the scorpion, on the other hand, has a different tactic. His ability is to paralyze its prey. strikes very quickly, unexpectedly, and it keeps us from being able to move. That paralysis takes place and we lose sight of many, many things. We can't do anything. We can't say things that we would normally say. It causes us to be frozen with fear and unable to fight back. And once we are paralyzed, that scorpion eats its prey, eats it alive unto death. So let's break down God's word again. God has given us the power to resist temptation. We have the power to repel any deadly venom. We have the power to defeat the sting of paralysis. And then the scripture goes on to say, we have the power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. TMC family, that is all inclusive. Nothing, no thing, nothing can hurt us. This is the word of the Lord. That is a promise with power. It says, behold, I give unto you power. If God is going to have a people of purpose, and if one of the signs of greater spiritual maturity is a new sense of purpose, then this new strain must be given to us to use for a purpose. And along with that sense of purpose is a promise of power. Scripture says, immediately after God proclaimed that Jesus was his beloved son in whom he was well pleased, Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry. You know, the longest full fast, I mean nothing to eat or drink but water, that I have ever done has been 7 days and seven nights. And at the end of those 7 days and seven nights, I'll tell you, I was weak. I was weak. My body was just, it was almost like I couldn't lift a feather, it seemed. But, oh, my God, I was strong in spirit. Hungry, but strong spiritually. So I can only imagine, after 40 days and 40 nights, how Jesus must have felt. But he knew that he had the power to defeat Satan. And it was the beginning of some challenges he would have to overcome. You see, Jesus didn't start being Jesus. I mean, he was, but nothing started until I think he was 30 years old. Before that, he was a carpenter. So we have a time and place when our time has come, and it's different for different people. So we have to be aware of our challenges and when we need to put ourselves before God and surrender ourselves to him in the face of what God has for us to do, our purpose. And we have to be assured that with our purpose also, we will have power to do what God needs us to do. And I'm going to stop there. And next time I will come back to this point and continue with what God has given me for you today. So, Minister Tiffany, I'm going to give it back to you. Are you there? Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here, Minister Candy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, hon.
Wow, praise God. Thank you so much for that powerful message, Pastor Candy. Purpose with power, and behold, I give you power. It looks like it's going to be a series. Definitely powerful. Thank you so much. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. On this holy Wednesday of Holy Week of 2017, God, a new day that you have allowed us to wake up and walk in and think in, God, we just simply say thank you. We thank you that you have given us the power and the authority to do great things, because the Word says that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So we thank you, God, for your divine alignment. We thank you right now for your promises, which are still true. And we thank you for your Word. We thank you, God, that you have purposed each and every single one of us for a reason. And I pray that we will walk into the steps that has been predestined for each of our lives. And we thank you for the power that dwells in each of us. I decree and declare that we walk into the supernatural provision, healing, influence, discernment, boldness, revelation, wisdom for each and every single one of our lives. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would just fill Minister Pastor Candy up until she overflows, that every single need that she stands in need of, that you will meet it because you are her shepherd, oh God, that you will continue to provide provision over her family, over her ministries, over her businesses, over every single thing that your will says that she will do here on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. We lift up Mother Vivian to you, God. We lift up Minister Bonita to you. We lift up Mother Franklin to you. We call out Minister Kai right now for Camilla and her family, oh God. We lift them up to you, God, that you would provide comfort, peace, and strength, healing in the name of Jesus, God. You said that we are healed because your stripes that you shed for each and every single one of us on Calvary's cross healed us already. So we walk into the divine alignment of your healing, oh God. We walk into the divine alignment of your deliverance, and we just thank you that you bless us and you keep each and every single one of us, because your word declares and decrees that you will never leave us or forsake us. For our life, we say, Lord, let thy will be done. And I pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice that your will manifest here on earth as it is in heaven in their lives. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous, in the magnificent, and in the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So I want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call on this My Heart Full of Promises Wednesday. To hear the replay, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the same access code 957-677-pound. I also want you to know that this is Awareness Wednesday, and we'll be heading over to the Artist Life Call. That number is 712-770-4005. You would use the access number 294-617-pound. Don't forget, mark your calendars for the Artist Life Leadership Development Summit, which will be taking place here in Los Angeles, California on May the 5th and 6th. And that'll be at the DoubleTree Hotel in Rosemead. And then on May 19th and 20th in Houston, Texas at the Marriott Hotel, which is located by the Hobby Airport. Definitely, I want to thank each and every single one of you for calling into this The Master's Call. Please share this on your social media website so that others will be able to join you so that their lives can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced. Again, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating us and greeting us and for opening this call in prayer this day. Minister Candy, again, Pastor Candy, thank you for purpose with power. And behold, I give you power. And at this time, I'm going to ask that you would come back and give us our benediction for this day. And it has been an honor for me to serve each and every single one of you on this day.
Father God, I come to you again, Lord, just thanking you for this time that we've had on this call, Lord. Thanking you, O God, for each person who was able to tune in, to dial in. Father, I ask that you bless them And Father, as we approach this day that we celebrate your rising from the dead, because that's the important thing. Father, you went to the cross and you died, but many did that. We thank you, O God, for the power of God that resurrected you from that grave. Thank you, Lord God, that you ascended to the Father and you are there on our behalf, O God. Father God, we thank and praise you for this time and for us being able to witness another day, another time of celebrating your rising. And we just ask that you continue to bless us, continue to strengthen us, our spiritual strength as well as our physical. Lord, we thank and praise you, and we ask that you be with us until we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You all go out and have a wonderful, blessed day, and happy, happy, happy Easter. Bless you. Bye.